Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
The best. Think about what it means to be best at something. To give the best. To look best. Today, let's look into Scripture at God and His best. Us and our best. And that for Christians, the best is yet to come. His best. I've heard it said that God always gives His best to those who leave the choice with Him. Let's begin by looking at Genesis chapter 1. And God saw everything He had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. We're told in 1 Corinthians 12 about the gifts, such as healings, helps, governments, and diversities of tongues, and in verse 31 we're told to covet, to desire, the best gifts. And then the author says that there is even a more excellent way, that is, where we step into 1 Corinthians 13, where God describes His greatest gift, His absolute best for us, is His love. Look at Ezra chapter 8. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God, to seek from Him a safe journey for ourselves and our children, and all our goods. For I was ashamed to ask the king for a band of soldiers and horsemen to protect us against the enemy on our way, since we had told the king, "The hand of our God is for good on all who seek Him, and the power of His wrath is against all who forsake Him." Jeremiah the prophet declared to Israel, Jeremiah chapter 29, "For thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Our best. One of the many sayings I've shared with our children is, it is always best to obey the first time right away. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ." 2 Timothy 2. "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." It is important that we do good. Micah 6:8. "He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." Romans 12. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." The best is yet to come. We live in a world filled with tests and challenges and opportunities for growth, and we have some good times also. But the best of times here are no comparison with the best that is yet to come. Heaven, where God is, where we will see Him as He is, we will be like Christ. And where He is, there will be no sin, no penalty for our sin. Sin will have no power there, for there will be no presence of sin. From John 14, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, and trust also in me. There's more than enough room in my father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am, and you know the way to where I'm going. 1 Corinthians 2. That is what the Scriptures mean when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. And finally, 1 Thessalonians 4. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with Him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.